Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mickelson, I said at the time, I just didn't feel like going back and forth and hitting the same shot over. I took the two-shot penalty and moved on. It's my understanding of the rules. I've had multiple times I wanted to do it. I finally did it. Pressed by reporters if he got away with a breach of etiquette, he said, toughen up. That's right, a guy taking the easy way out of a bad putt is telling his detractors to toughen up. How funny is that? Like, he's blaming them? Are you kidding me? I really am turned off by this guy after this.
You want to blame somebody, blame yourself.
I'm turned off by how much they talked about it. Like, it was ridiculous. The Fox coverage, the Golf Channel, the little panel that they got out there on the course afterwards when you flip over to the Golf Channel, get a little post game.
Right.
It was all Mickelson.
It was because you felt that he was too far out of it to be talking about
it. I thought
that
it was insignificant to the golf tournament. I thought it had absolutely nothing to do with what mattered, which was who was going to win. It had zero to do with it. Had no impact on the outcome of the tournament whatsoever. Zero.
So, did you lose respect for him? Or are you still just like, whatever, I don't care?
No, I didn't lose any respect for him. I'm not one of these guys who, like these guys that were sitting out there on that television talking about how he disrespected the game and, oh my God, disqualify him.
Could you even believe?
Old men yelling at clouds, I couldn't take it. It was too much.
But did you, this tournament, people are going to say that they remember what? That the guy repeated his champ, or that the course made them all cry, or that Mickelson cheated, or are they going to talk about in the middle of the second round on Friday, the microphones went off of Joe Buck, and suddenly some guy was talking about a porno on the air for like a minute and a half.
Yeah, that won't get remembered. That's just something funny to laugh at them in the now. I think that, unfortunately, like you said, I nobody will care that Brooks Koepka won 1 year, 5 years, 10 years from now. They're going to remember. Remember the U.S. Open where Phil Mickelson
cheated,
went and knocked the ball back across when he was in, 40th place at the time?
What do you think of the guy that wins back-to-back and no one cares about him?
Nobody will care.
But is that not crazy?
He's not a guy that people care about.
Why is that?
Nobody cares about Brooks Koepka.
But that's crazy.
Maybe people will start to.
He's got two majors.
And unless he gets like 5 to 7 more, most people aren't probably going to remember him unless you're a diehard golf fan. Like, remember him, period.
Why? Because he's just not into it? Because
he's not one of these guys they push out there. He's not Phil. He's not Tiger. He's not Rory. He's not the guys that they make the face of it. It's like, in the NHL, if you're not, we've talked about for years, Crosby or Ovechkin or, some of these other guys, you don't know who they are. That's the same way with the PGA. They don't highlight everybody. They highlight 4 or 5 guys they like that are zany or different. And otherwise, they don't give a damn about you. So we don't know you.
So the only people they care about now are Spieth, Justin Thomas,
Rory,
DJ,
Bubba, because he's crazy.
Bubba, he's crazy. And then
David just said, they don't like
they love Ricky.
They love Ricky Fowler. By the way, great showing by him on Saturday when he was in the mix after Friday. We talked about Friday night. Here comes Ricky Fowler. Maybe he's got a shot. The dude shot like plus 13 on Saturday. Great job by him.
Why is it that people keep buying into Ricky Fowler, though? He sucks.
I'm done.
He never wins.
That was it. Remember I told you I'm going to keep betting him every major because he's going to cash me finally? I'm done with that dude. After what he did on Saturday, and I get it was hard for everybody on Saturday.
No, but he really is terrible.
He was awful on Saturday.
He is everyone loves him. He's got a hot fiance, and everyone loves him. He's a celebrity. They got him. He's just, the face of Puma until Jay-Z got hired today. Now, but he never wins majors. He never performs at a high level, does he, in the majors? I mean, I guess he has before been in it, but he never wins it. I'll tell you that much. It's crazy, right? You don't think at some point or another that that guy never wins?
It absolutely is. I mean, and this isn't one of those situations where it's, you know, you could blame it on the rest of this. This isn't Ovechkin where, oh, well, his teammates let him down. The guy does everything he can to win. When it comes down to the clutch, 9 times out of 10, he does something that screws it up. Yes, there's other guys that have to play well in order to beat him, but it's an individual sport. If he played out of his mind, at some point he's got to win one, but he just doesn't.
Patrick Reed continues to play great in majors.
Another guy nobody likes. Nobody likes the dude.
They don't like him either.
The stuff they were yelling at that guy.
What were they yelling at?
Big boy or whatever. Like, he was hitting the ball. Because those guys, I'll say this, rowdy crowd. You get that in New York. I didn't have a problem with it. Another thing people complained about this weekend was how rowdy and you know, just the crowd was yelling things at the players after they hit the ball.
Yeah, but I got to admit that I don't have a problem with rowdy crowds at all. I really don't. The Phoenix Open, none of that bothers me. I think there should be more of it. But my problem is I don't have a problem with fans yelling stuff at the players when they're walking and things of this nature. I really don't. Let's see him. He's going to tie it up. He's going to tie it up in the bottom of the ninth. They're going to win it. They're going to win it on an error by the left fielder. St. Louis, Ozuna blows it. They were down 4-2, came back, took the lead, then a home run, made it 5-4. And then they just gave up 2 runs in the bottom of the 10th on a botched play by the left fielder, and the Phillies win the game.
Phillies.
All right, so going back to what I was saying, the thing that bothers me, Carver High, is this, is that every single tee shot that they hit, even on par fives, these morons yell, get in the hole. Like, you got to be a complete loser tool asshat to yell, get in the hole when a guy's teeing off on a par four or a par five that even the pros aren't driving the green on these fours and fives, right? They just aren't, okay? But these drunk, stupid-ass fans scream, get in the hole after every shot. And it is, to me, the most annoying, painful, loser thing to yell in, I guess, of anything ever. Now, they yell Baba Booey as well at every tournament on the face of the earth, which is also stale as all hell. It just never ends, right? It's just so bunk. It's so lame now. It's just gotten so old. It just can't you idiots come up with anything else better after all these years? You just can't even. It's the same thing every time. Get in the hole and Baba Booey every single tee shot. Like, you got to be a complete loser, seriously, to be sitting there and that's all you do all day for 4 days is scream those two things. How much of a tool do you have to be? Now, I get it. It's great. It's funny. I work there. I know all about the Fafa flowage. I'm cool with it, but not at the golf course, right? It really isn't. It's funny on the radio show, right? I don't find it funny in golf. It just... Am I wrong, Carver High? Has it not gotten old? Like, how many years now do we have to put up with that before it finally is just stale as hell and it's gotten to the point where somebody needs to punch one of these dudes in the face? Just shut up. Just stop screaming the same thing every single time. You are a loser. Who goes to the golf course to do this? If you do that and that's what you do, you're a loser. Just so I want you to know how much of a loser you are. No one thinks you're cool. Not the people you're with, not the people on TV watching. We all hate you. You are painful. You're a loser. Do something with your life. Anything but this. Do something else. Anything. Maybe go golfing. Try golfing instead of screaming the same thing after every tee shot. Get it all, Baba Booey. It's so painful. I want to kill myself watching golf anymore because I can't even take it anymore. I really can't. It's just the most annoying, cheesy, childish, stupid thing ever, and it's got to end. Somebody please, God, help us. Please end it. Anything. Any way you can possible. I pray for that. Am I wrong? Honestly.
Get in the hole has gotten a little stale.
Get in the hole. And the other one, too. Are you kidding me?
That's gotten stale, too.
Please, just admit it.
It's gotten stale. You know what? They say the same thing so often, I don't even realize.
I worked there for 7 years. I'm entitled to tell you that that sucks and it's cheesy. Stop yelling it. You're a loser. Just anything. Yell TNA, anything, something. Do the guy the porno phone call again or something, anything. Anything but. I'll take anything but. Get in a hole! Is there anything worse than that on a par five? The guy tees off with a driver. He's going to go hit another fairway wood on his second shot to try to hit the green, right? But the first tee shot on a par five and some loser fan yells, get in the hole, after every single guy tees off. I can't even watch anymore. It's so painful. I mean, they really are. So you were saying the fans were, people were saying they were too rowdy? They were too predictable. They're so lame and predictable and cheesy and just awful at their yelling. Their yelling is so bad that it's not even creative. Christ, at least be creative when you yell stuff. The same thing every time. I mean, my whole life, that's all I'm ever going to hear at the golf course. You the man. Get in the hole. I mean, it's just gotten so bad. And let me tell you something, just so you know, the golfers hate your guts. Just so you know, I know a lot of them. They all hate you. I just want to let you know that. They hate you. The people that scream and yell at the tee box after every shot, they want you to die, basically. They hate you. Dead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.